strikes for Sturgis, taking a dive, and rewarding bad actors. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everybody. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Sturgis Trojans are at it again, making a lot of noise on the bowling scene. The boys' team is ranked 8th in Division II and has a 5-1 dual record, and the girls are ranked 6th with a 5-0 dual mark. Both squads competed in the always tough Mel Wolf Open on Sunday in Jackson. The Sturgis boys got upset in the quarterfinals by eventual champion Vandercook Lake, while the girls' team lost in the semifinals to top-ranked Flint Kersley. Girls head coach Scott Sparr told Mike Stiles at MHSAA Network affiliate WBET in Sturgis that while the bowling teams are only 4 years old, they are gaining a solid reputation, not only around Southwest Michigan, but across the state.
And we've had people give sort of adverse reactions when we walk into the door some tournaments, so we have to travel a lot. Last year and this year we've been to Bay City, Grand Rapids, Adrian, Jackson, Battle Creek, wherever on a weekend. But yeah, you see teams going, they're here, we're going to have to compete this week.
Both squads qualified for the MHSAA finals a year ago, and the boys' team reached the round of 8 before being eliminated. Seniors Mike Fitzsimmons and McKenna Mitchell, both previous individual qualifiers for the MHSAA finals, lead their respective teams. Our Michigan Army National Guard Performer of the Week is Mardrikia Cook, a senior girls basketball player at Muskegon High School who had a double-double and a triple-double last week. You can read all about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls basketball team at Flat Rock, which broke the Huron League record for consecutive conference wins with victory over New Boston and Milan last week to run that streak to 53, and the boys basketball team at Beaverton, still perfect in the Jackpine Conference with 2 wins last week, including a 48-43 win over neighboring Gladwin to reclaim the oldest original traveling trophy in existence in our state, Butch the Dog. Breakfast is really the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In just about every single basketball game that's played during the season, a player will hustle and dive for a loose ball that's on the floor. As that player dives and tries to gain possession of the ball on the floor, yells from every corner of the gym come screaming for a call of traveling. This is one of the more misunderstood situations under basketball rules. Once that player dives for the loose ball on the floor and gains possession, there are two ways in which they're guilty of a traveling violation. The first is if the player takes the ball and attempts to stand up, or the second, the player rolls over from their back to the front or front to back. Other than that, that's a legal play and the ball remains in play.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. It seems to be true that the higher the level of play in sports, the more outlandish and more unsportsmanlike the behavior becomes. Well, that was certainly validated last week when a candy bar manufacturer announced plans to pay the excessive celebration fines for the last 2 weekends of the professional football season, up to $50,000 per incident. The more the pros act out, the harder it is to keep good sporting behavior at the forefront of high school athletics. And now basically rewarding such behavior is another blow to the lack of civility at our games. It's funny, just a few weeks ago, our friends at the Wisconsin Association were being taken to task nationally for attempting to remind its schools about the need for good sportsmanship at games. And now corporate America is rewarding bad sportsmanship, and it's just called good marketing. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.